Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. I'm Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. It's open lines and mini readings all show long, so give us a call at 714-816-4628. And we're talking about giving the perfect gift with tarot. Yeah, because I know a lot of you out there probably haven't finished your shopping, have you? That's right. Let me bring on my fabulous co-hostess with the most certified tarot master and, gosh, I'm trying to think of all the things that Mary does, crystals and Reiki and holy cow. Tell them, Mary, what all do you do? I know you do
a lot of stuff. Hi, Dax. Happy Psychic Saturday, everybody. But yeah, I'm doing a lot. In fact, I decorated with crystals for the holidays. So there's another idea out there, having lots of fun putting crystals up with fairy lights. And what's really great about it is
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, I posted a picture of it. Happy Crystalmas. But what's great is how the little lights make the crystals like sparkle even more. So I guess you could add crystal decorator to my list of things I do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like that light that you have when you're doing your lives. Sand crystal, or what is that again? What do they call that?
It is a salt lamp. It's a Himalayan salt lamp.
I knew it had something.
Yeah. And it's wonderful. It gives this wonderful warm glow, and it's supposed to get rid of all the positive ions in the air because we don't want them, I believe. We want the negative ones for some reason. That's kind of backwards. But that also is a wonderful gift. If you want to give a kind of a gift of crystal, give a crystal salt lamp. They also make selenite lamps too.
So cool.
And those look really, you know, this beautiful white light glowing thing. And they're not that expensive.
Uh-huh.
You can find them everywhere.
Yeah, we're going to give you some ideas and how to figure it out with tarot. And if you want to follow along, check out the gift spread post that I did under articles on the new Tarot Guild website. We have a brand new website. And if you're new to the show, the Friday and Saturday show is here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, is sponsored by the Tarot Guild. We are the organization, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional leaders since 2004. Yep, we're in our 16th year. And you can go over to thetarotguild.com and you can join up for free. You can use your social media, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Google, whatever you want. Just push the button. Or you can use your email address. You sign up free. And it's a social networking community website for tarot lovers. It's like Facebook for tarot. It has all the fantastic features you find on social media without all of the negative stuff. That's right. TheTarotGuild.com. Go over there and click on articles. It should be the first article that pops up is the tarot gift spread. And we're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. As I said, you can call in 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air with us. If you just want to listen to the show, don't press 1. But if you want to be live on air, remember to press 1. We got a bunch of callers coming in now. So we should be getting to everybody today because we're doing open lines most of the show. Just going to do that short topic. And let me give out the number one more time, 714-816-4628. Give you time to get in there. Now, if you can't call in, you know, maybe you're listening it, I know it's Saturday, but you know, some people work, and you might be at work, you know, kind of, you know, listening in on the sly there, you know, and you can't call in on the phone. Well, you could still ask for a mini reading. You can still comment and ask questions in our chat room, thetarotguild.com/chat. And I'm in there right now. You can chat about the show. You can chat about the topic. You can give us ideas. We'll read them on air. And you can ask for a mini reading right there in the chat room. If you're on thetarotguild.com right now checking out the article, it has an image of the gift spread that we're going to be talking about. The chat button is in the navigation bar at the top of any page on the right. Or type in your browser, just open a new tab and type in thetarotguild.com/chat. And you can pop in the chat room with us here. Okay. So we actually, we kind of recycled this. We do this every year now because this is like our third year doing this. Giving the perfect gift with tarot. I love it. And Mary, I just realized that I forgot to bring up the article myself so I could look at the spread. I guess that would be a good thing to do. Yeah, let me bring the spread up here. And this is a short little easy thing to help you out. You know, you got those people that you're facing getting a gift for that person as everything, you know, or you're trying to figure out the perfect gift and you don't want to necessarily give the same thing you've always been giving. And it's good for, you know, not just Christmas, the holidays, Hanukkah, New Year's, even other events, you know, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, Valentine's Day, et al. Yep. And it's a real easy mini cross, and mini cross is a term that people that are into tarot use, referring to the ubiquitous Celtic cross, which has a cross of cards. It's five cards, and then a staff on the right. And when we just use the cross in the middle or to the left, we call that a mini cross. So you have a card in the center, and you have a card above that and below it, and a card to the left and to the right. Real easy mini cross here, and we'll go through that real quick here. Basically, you pick a significator, and you know, this is one of the only spreads where I actually use a significator. Significator is when you're choosing a card that represents the person you're doing the reading for. So, you know, in this case, who you're buying the gift for, you know. And you can use any of the traditional methods of choosing a significator. Some people use numerology, you know, a card with the life path number. Some people use astrological associations to the deck. Other people just, you know, go through the deck face up and look for a card that kind of matches the person. Or they look at the court cards and, you know, what court card represents this person I'm going to buy a gift for. Alternatively, they can just put a picture in the center, right, Mary?
Yes, you can always do that. Or even just write their name down, too.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, you know, just a little sidebar factoid that, you know, back in the old days, going way, way back, you know, when people first started doing readings with tarot, they would write the person's name, the client, the sitter, the querent. They have all these cute names for them, you know. And they'd write that on a piece of paper, and they'd write the person's question as well. And then they would fold the piece of paper up, and they would put it under that center card. Anyway, just a little bit of trivia.
Yeah.
Most
going
people don't do
school.
That anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So typically, you know, with the card to the left and to the right, you know, usually the left, not always, but the left is typically the past and the right is typically towards the future. That's how most of us tarot readers see it, you know. So you got that significator or picture of the person you're buying for the gift for in the center, and to the left, what's been given in the past? So that's a a great card to, you know, you draw a card. Of course, you're drawing the significator face up, but then you randomize the deck. You shuffle the deck face down, and you choose these cards randomly, however you normally do it, off the top or spreading the deck out and choosing cards, and you put them in those four positions around the significator. And so this card in the past, you know, might give you an idea of, you know, perhaps what you don't want to give, or perhaps you want to do something similar. You know, it could go either way, the way I look at it. And then the card above the significator is what they want. So, you know, this is more in alignment what, you know, what they're thinking of. And then the card at the bottom is what they need. And the interesting thing is those might not be the same thing, you know, what they want versus what they need. Right, Mary?
Exactly. Right. Wants versus needs, yeah, is kind of the age-old quandary.
And I would kind of flip the cards over that way. I would flip over the, you know, what's been given in the past first, and then maybe what they want, and then go to the bottom there and flip, you know, what they need. And then the last card on the right, in the future, what you should give. Give you a little hint as to what you should give. So that's the spread. It's really simple. This is nothing big or complicated. It's just, if you use tarot in your everyday life, you know, this is a way that you can jog your subconscious and help you along with picking that gift, especially for somebody that has everything, you know. And so give that a try, and we'll give you some hints here at, you know, what to be looking for. So what I'm thinking is the elements and the different suits and the different cards that could be coming up. Here's some examples. So, you know, you get a cups card. Cups is water. Okay, so that's emotions and things like that. But it's also creativity. And so if you get a cup card, and depending on what the card is, obviously, it might be suggesting a creative gift or a craft or something you create for them. And then if you get a pentacles card or a coin card, that's the earth element. So we might be talking more of a practical gift or a personal growth gift. And then the wands cards, those are fire. So we're talking passion here, following your passions. So maybe adventurous gifts or something related to what they are passionate about. It can also mean health-related gifts of some kind. And then we have the swords cards, air. So that's mental. So that could be anything like books. And it could be technology. It could be courses. It could be games, especially mind games, puzzles. Or even things like, you know, gifting a hypnotherapy session. Help them quit smoking or something like that. Or NLP or EFT or something along those lines. Now, last year, Mary, you also brought up about taking the element literally, and I really liked that.
Yeah, you can take it, because when you really think about it, it's like cups. Well, you could get them a new mug, a new coffee mug. You could get them a nice set of, like, tumblers, or, you know, if you're real, like, you know, fancy, you could get them some champagne glasses, you know. And with the fire element, candles are terrific, maybe some incense to burn. And with the earth element, maybe a house plant, or maybe something for the garden, something for outdoors, you know, something even that has soil with it. And, you know, with the swords, you could take that literally and maybe get them a letter opener. You know, there's all kinds of things where you can think about it, or a nice set of
steak knives. Imagination.
Exactly.
Use your imagination.
Exactly. Look at the pictures in the cards as well. You know, so many different decks have such great imagery, you know, that extends beyond, you know, the traditional you know, meanings of the cards, you might see, you know, something in the card that kind of gives you a clue. Like, I think of, what is it? I think it's a, is it the Ten of Pentacles card in the Gilded Tarot deck? I think it's the Gilded that has, you know, sort of nice fireplace scene, and there's a rug, and there's a dog in it. You know, there's, you know, there's always something that you can find by looking at a tarot card imagery that's going to give you an idea of what a nice gift might be.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you mentioned it, but I remember last year when we were talking about pentacles, right away I said crystals. I know she's going to talk about giving crystals.
Well, yeah, something earthy, but also, you know, maybe you have a coin collector in your life, too. You know, we didn't even, you know, think of that. Like, that's taking it way literally, you know. Or even, you know, maybe you're buying a gift for someone who is really into magic and you know, or they're into, you know, things like the pentagram. You know, and you often see the imagery
right.
of a pentagram on the pentacle. So it, there's so much jewelry out there that has, like, you know, pentagrams on it and different things. So, you know, the sky's the limit with what we can discern from any single tarot card.
Here's some more ideas for water. What about one of those cool foot spas? You know?
Oh, that would be fantastic. A foot spa, even a water filter or one of those
mm-hmm.
water filter pitchers.
Or fountains.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That would be a fancy
those,
gift.
With the electric pump and it's a actual fountain and you hear it. You know, I know a lot of therapists use those in their offices, you know. And how about a spa day gift card?
That's a good one.
Or a trip to water or over water, like a cruise. Also another thing is, you know, if you can afford to give a cruise, you know, but I'm just throwing out ideas here. But another thing with water, with cups, is it talks about the spiritual element, and so a spiritual gift. And if you get a major arcana card, that's actually the element, the quintessential element, the major arcana cards, which are like, you know, the hermit card and the magician card and the lover's card and things like that. It might be hinting towards spiritual gifts also, as well as water. With wands, something made of wood.
Yes.
Yep.
There's no limit. The only thing I would say about the major arcana is that, like, you know, because I just thought of it. I was thinking of the Justice card and thinking, like, if somebody gives me a scale for Christmas, I'm, like, not going to be happy. But, you know, there are those, like, old-timey,
yep.
like, weights and measures things that you can find. You know, maybe if you have someone who's kind of into steampunk, you know, you can look at some of those images in the Major Arcana card and, you know, maybe like a little lantern or a
like the hermit.
Sand glass. Yeah.
Yeah, and the hermit card actually used to be Father Time, and
yeah.
it used to be a picture – the symbol of the hourglass used to be and still is on several decks. And Father Time, well, what about, you know, clocks, watches?
Oh, exactly. And you know what? I actually, in my living room, and I got this years ago, not as a Christmas gift. I got it for myself because I'm like, oh, my gosh, who has this, right? This is so cool. I actually got an hourglass with the sand in it, and I kind of keep it in the living room because it's fun sometimes to have, you know, just as a decoration, and, you know, I'll flip it over now and then just to watch the sand like sands through the hourglass. These are the days of our lives.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, also another thing you said last year was looking at the reading as a whole, looking at all the cards, and is one element represented more than any of the other elements?
Yeah, because that could be a major clue. You know, what is it that they're needing, you know, most? What is it that they would like most, you know? Because sometimes, you know, we talked about, you mentioned like the difference between wants versus needs, right? And I think that, you know, that's always like the big decision, you know, when it's like gift giving time, it's like, well, do we give them what we know that they need or we think that they need, or do we give somebody something that is just going to be, you know, fun for them? So it's like, you know, you got to kind of take into account the personality as well, because you want them to be, you know, it's wonderful to like give gifts and feel like the person you gave it to like is surprised by it and is going to enjoy it in some way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So there you go, folks. Give it a try. And for the card of the day, I got the Three of Wands, and that's a card about searching and looking. And it kind of fits what we're talking about here, you know, and it's also about cooperation and material things, fruitful partnerships, accepting practical help, assessment, appreciation, realized goals. And he's on the precipice there, you know, looking out. And last year I got the Six of Cups, where an actual gift is being given, so it was just really perfect. But this one's pretty close, too. Also, it matches up with the numerology of the day, Three of Wands, because the day is the 21st. 2 + 1 = 3. It's a three-day, creativity and communication. So think of that as you're thinking about gifts and using the gift spread. You know, try to get really creative with this. The entire date reduces down to a 9. The numbers add up to 18. 1 + 8 = 9. That's the old soul, the philanthropist, the Mother Teresa number. And 9 is prosperous. It follows 8, which is abundance, especially financial abundance. So it makes perfect sense. You know, the 9 is prosperous, and it's the application of abundance. It's about caring about all of humanity. Some things to keep in mind today.
Yes, and I wanted to be quick before we get started on calls and stuff. I wanted to remind everybody to check out the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. I post a card of the day on there every day, and the card I got for today was from the Secret Language of Animals Oracle card deck, a great deck, which might be also a great gift idea, by Chip Richards. And the card is the Stick Insect. And the message is about stillness, awareness, discernment, and composure. And it's just saying that sometimes, you know, especially, I thought it was really good that it came up, like, you know, the weekend before the Christmas holiday, where everything gets all kind of crazy this weekend, people doing their last minute stuff, is to take a few moments to yourself and just kind of slow it down. Just kind of become aware of like where you are and that everything is okay. Even if you feel like there's so much to get done, there's so many things left undone, a lot you got to do, just for those few moments, just relax and breathe and take those moments for yourself, because it will help. It will help you to be able to do all the things you feel you need to do.
Right. Okay. So if you're sitting on the fence listening live and you haven't called in yet, this is the time to call in, 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. If you're just listening to the show, don't press 1. But if you want to chat with us, be sure to press 1 on the dial pad. If you're calling in via Skype, remember to open the dial pad on the app and press 1. And the number one more time, 714-816-4628. Remember, you can also join us in the chat room at thetarotguild.com, thetarotguild.com/chat. and you can ask questions in there as well. And before we go to calls, I wanted to remind everybody about that great radio show we did, Surviving the Holidays Stress-Free, because it's still apropos right now. And you'll find that under videos at thetarotguild.com. Just click on videos and look for Surviving the Holidays Stress-Free. And we did an article, a guide, Surviving the Holidays Stress-Free, under articles. So when you go and check out the gift spread, if you haven't done that already, or if you're about, or if you have done that, you're going to find it. I think it's right below the gift spread article, the Surviving the Holiday Stress-Free article, and we talk about some of this. In fact, we talk about giving the gift of tarot. So we know a lot of people that listen to the show are professional tarot readers, or they're tarot lovers, tarot enthusiasts. You know, you can, it can be as simple as, you know, gifting tarot decks, of course, but also gift boxes for them, you know, like wooden boxes for storage and spread cloths and those nice little tarot bags, the pouch, right? Any kind of related items, spread cloth. You know, a lot of people don't think of bags and spread cloths. You know, they get the deck, and but it's nice to have a spread cloth because it keeps the cards clean, you know. And there's some really beautiful ones on the market nowadays. You know, do a Google search, and you can find some fantastic. I know Ciro Marchetti, for instance, has done fantastic matching bags and spread cloths and things like that with his art on them, and they're just really fantastic for doing in-person readings with people, or even for yourself. You know, you can gift it to yourself too, right? And for something unique and more meaningful, what about gifting a reading or a numerology report? I do full custom numerology reports. People love those. They love getting those. And you can gift yourself or someone else a reading with Mary or myself. And let's see, for family
and
or friends.
One other...
that... Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I just got a few more things to get out. I want to finish up here. But if you have a comment on that, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say one thing that just popped into my head is, like, a lot of times, you know, when we talk about personal gifts, you know, we can't forget the homemade gifts either. And what you were saying about spread cloths, it's really easy to make. You can go and get some really pretty fabric and just sew, you know,
right,
cut it into a nice big square and, you know, sew the edges. And that might be something that's, like, really, you know, appreciated because you made it yourself.
Exactly. That's even better, right?
Oh, yeah, and it's easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And we have gift certificates, too, if you want to give a reading or give a numerology report. We have gift certificates for that as well. And you can maybe somebody, a family friend, family member or friend, or, you know, somebody that's into tarot or should be into tarot, you know, you can gift them my tarot course, membership to the Tarot Guild, and certification for your favorite tarot reader. I mean, there's a lot of ideas there with just giving the gift of tarot as well. And, oh, I wanted to mention real quick before we go to calls that on that article that we're talking about here, Surviving the Holidays Stress-Free, we give you some really great stuff. Using the tarot and other things on that one here. When you scroll towards the bottom of that article, I have a tarot gift package on there. And I'm not even promoting this. Like, I'm going to probably promote this, you know, in the coming days. But right now it's only on this article where we have an entire gift package. It includes your membership in the Tarot Guild, my Tarot by the Numbers course, that's $197 value. Your tarot certification, that's a $47 value. I include a custom numerology report. I think that I have them on sale right now on the website for $37. And a private full tarot reading session which is valued at $97, and you get this entire package of like $400 value for $97. And there's a button right there. You can grab that and you can give it to yourself. You can gift it to somebody else. You could take different parts of that package and maybe, you know, you keep the membership for yourself and then you gift the tarot reading or gift the numerology report. There's so many different things you can do with that. It's a fantastic steal. And once again, you'll find that holiday survival guide under articles on thetarotguild.com. There you go. Okay. Let's see. Anything else I was going to mention? I mentioned gift certificates, and we have those available. And one last thing I wanted to mention, because I'm really excited about it, is our show next Saturday on the 28th. You'll find it under events on the website, thetarotguild.com/events. And it's open lines and mini readings, but we're doing a New Year's spread, just like we did the gift spread today. We're doing a spread for the new year, and I just made that up literally yesterday. I created this spread. I was guided to do it, and I'm really excited about it. So we're going to go over that spread next Saturday, and you'll find next Saturday's show, all the information and details under events on thetarotguild.com. There we go. So we ready to go to the phone lines?
Well, we are. Or, you know, it is also the bottom of the hour. Should we go ahead and let everybody know what's coming up real quick? I can just go over the upcoming shows and then we can go to the calls and done. Okay.
Might as well,
right. So you guys are going to want to tune in tomorrow, December 22nd, Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern for Magic Universe with your host, Sharona Rapsik. She's going to be talking about light workers and the season of light. And then on Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern is the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. And following Janice's show is the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with host Catherine Hahn, and she's going to be continuing a series on the Heart of Service. And then we'll be back next Saturday to do the New Year's Tarot Spread and take your calls. So those are the upcoming shows.
You'll find it at psychictalk.net/upcoming. I did want to mention Rose and I are not doing a show next Friday. We did a show this Friday. And we're skipping next Friday because it's Christmas week. We decided to take that off. But as Mary just said, Mary and I will be here. It's actually our last broadcast together, my last broadcast and Mary's last broadcast of 2019 as well.
Yes, yes, it is.
And I did want to say Rose and I will be back the following Friday, which is January 3rd, and Rose and I, Mary, we get to do the first show of 2020.
Cool.
Can't wait. It's going to be fun. We're going to do New Year's readings and open lines on that show as well, and I'll probably go over the New Year's spread again for those that didn't catch it, you know, so they can all use the New Year's spread. Let's see here. Okay, who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 256. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kimberly, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. How are y'all?
Hi, Kimberly. Really? How are you doing?
I'm well. What about yourself?
Doing well.
Y'all ready for the holidays?
Yeah, almost.
Almost.
And thanks
for holding
where most
on.
Of us are.
Yeah, exactly. I hope you've been enjoying the show so far. I know you've been on hold for a long time. Thanks for the patience.
How
can we help you today?
I would just like a message from Spirit.
Okay, whatever
a
comes
message?
Up, right?
Woo-hoo. All right. Okay, so I'm going to pull an angel card for you and see what message comes up from the angels for Kimberly. All right.
Nice.
And looking at that, what do we have? Oh, wow. You know, it's actually, this is sort of wonderful for the holidays, you know. You know, the message that comes up here is saying that, you know, not just deck the halls, deck yourself out. You know, it's asking you to, like, really get in the spirit of things, you know, even if you're not going to a big event or something like that, you know, do something that's going to kind of make you feel like it is really that special time of year and you're embodying and connecting to the spirit of the season. You know, it's saying that, like, there's something about, you know, the everything, you know, it's a time of year where everybody decorates and everything. But this is saying decorate yourself a bit, you know. Maybe paint your nails. Maybe, you know, just do something that gives you that sparkle as well. Because it's important, you know. It's a lot of times, you know, we do think about all the things that everybody else is doing and what everything else looks like, how it's all, you know, it breaks down to a lot of tasks, right? We can feel like we're sort of like, oh, we got so much we have to do, and did we decorate enough, or do we even feel like decorating? And this is saying, don't worry about all of that. You need to do something for you. So that's mm-hmm. the message I've got
oh,
for
wow.
you from the angel cards. Let's see what Dax is getting.
Okay.
That's really cool. Hey, Kimberly, are you struggling with anything? I'm getting the Two of Pentacles, which is often about, you know, balancing the checkbook, literally. I mean, it's like struggling with finances. It doesn't have to be finances, though. It could be in relationships or anything, really. But it there's a balancing act going on or something like that.
I'm just trying to get something straightened out with my finances.
Okay.
That's
well,
not it.
You know, we don't need to go into details about it. This is just the message that's coming through. So what the cards are saying is that you need a plan. You need to use strategy, your own personal insights. And then we get some really great cards. We get the Nine of Cups, which is the Wish Come True card, the Six of Wands, which is the Success card. And we end up with the final card being the Three of Wands, which is the card of the day, actually. And that's, you know, three is creativity and communication, using those skills. And it's also the timing card. So whatever this is, it's going to clear up, you know, in the next 3 weeks is what it's looking like.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
That's great.
So there you
Thank
go.
You very much. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in. Happy holidays and enjoy the rest of your weekend as well. Oh,
yes,
wow.
Happy holidays.
I love that. I love when the card of the day just shows up. And look at that, on the first caller it showed up. That's amazing.
Very cool.
I'm going to shuffle a lot. Okay. Shuffling. Who's been waiting the longest after Kimberly? It looks like area code 205. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Mary. Hi, Dick. How are you? My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. How are you guys?
Hi, Patricia. Good. How are you,
Great.
Patricia?
Doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. And thank you both for taking my call. My question is relationship. I was in a relationship about 22 months ago. With an ex-partner for about 5 years, and he has resurfaced, and we have talked and entertained each other a couple of times, and I am considering reconnecting with him in a relationship, and I just want to know what you see around that.
Mm-hmm. A big decision.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what Dax gets first, and then I'll pull some cards.
Okay, so the Ace of Wands shows up, and the Page of Cups representing him. You know, It's like the possibility is there, but I'm looking at the cards. I'm getting a lot of threes, which is also the numerology of the day, creativity and communication, like I just mentioned with Kimberly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that seems to be the crux of the matter. Now, okay, taking this as a strict yes, no to the overall question, is this going to happen? I'm getting four no's out of five. It doesn't look real positive right now, okay? But it might be because there's a delay. The only major arcana card that shows up is the Hanged Man, and that's often a delay. Now, it's also giving you a clue, though, if you do want to pursue this, how to move forward. The Hanged Man is not a man that's been hanged, but actually someone that has hung themselves upside down. So they see the world from a new perspective, 180 degrees backwards from how the rest of us are seeing everything. They're thinking outside of the box. And that gives you a little bit of a clue, because the Ace of Wands does come in, which is, you know, typically in another type of reading, it would be a new venture of some kind, you know, but it's also the initiation of prosperity, happiness, pleasure, optimism. Whenever an ace shows up, you know, potential is there for something new.
Mm-hmm.
Aces are new, but it's going to take work. It's going to take work.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Three of Pentacles, and in the Three of Pentacles, people have come together to create something else, this third thing, and there's three individuals working on it, and it's going to take cooperation. You guys are going to have to work together if this was to actually be able to happen. We also get another clue from the Three of Cups, the card of celebration. So it's indicating that, you know, first of all, you have to come at this, Ace of Wands, that it's a new thing. You cannot come at this as a previous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And interact the way you did before. It's got to be new and fresh. You got to build it together, Three of Pentacles and then Three of Cups. It's got to be about emotional fulfillment. You have to be enjoying yourself. Don't take it too seriously, you know, at least at first. You want to get into that happy feeling space, that celebratory space. You should be going out together and enjoying things that you like to do together, and
mm-hmm.
not putting any pressure on, you know, we have to develop this massive relationship right now. You know, instead, take it like you would. You just met this person. You've never seen them before. Ace of Wands. And work on it together. Remember the creativity and communication. Lots of 3D energy here. Communication. And the Three of Pentacles building together. And the Three of Cups. Enjoy yourself. And do things together. And figure out what that was that brought you together in the first place, those, you know, previous one or two times. And so that's what I'm mm-hmm. getting. Let's see what Mary's getting. Mary?
Okay. So what I'm getting is that, you know, for this to, you know, to reconnect, as you said, like as a relationship, I think, you know, some things have to be clarified. I'm getting a lot of swords energy. I get an ace too, the Ace of Swords. And the Three of Swords comes up as well with this. I feel like it's talking about, like, okay, let's be realistic, right, about it when going into it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to need nurturing, and it's going to need structure. I feel like, you know, you got to set some ground rules. Maybe set some ground rules together. You know, what am I willing to contribute to this relationship or commit to this relationship? What is he willing to contribute and commit to the relationship? And it talks about, you know, there is, you know, definitely an opportunity for this to be discussed between the two of you coming up, and
mm-hmm.
that we got to get on the same page, and we've got to, like, sort of, you know, have our cards on the table, so to speak, no pun intended. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I see that this can happen, but you know, we've got to kind of approach it in a way that, you know, everything's out in the open and we're in agreement with one another on what we both want. You know, let's sync up, you know, what we can realistically do and what we would like this to be. Okay.
Wow, that was great. Yes. Thank you both. That was wonderful. It definitely, it sounds like what I was thinking and what needs to happen before we mm-hmm. could move forward. So, yes, thank
right.
you. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you both. And I would like to remain on the line to continue to listen, if I may. Thank you.
Awesome.
God bless
you. We'll just put you
right.
back on hold there. Enjoy the rest
yeah.
of your weekend and happy holidays. And
for
Patricia, and you know, for Patricia and everybody listening, you know, I use that 5-card spread all the time on the show, and I explain it in detail in a cool article that I wrote under articles on thetarotguild.com. So if you're interested in checking out, learning that spread, go over to thetarotguild.com and click on articles and scroll down, look for the little spread that could. It's fantastic. And the reason why I bring this up is I wanted to mention, especially for Patricia's benefit, that, you know, I got those 4 out of 5 no's, and that doesn't mean, no, the relationship's never going to happen. What it means is, see, we can only do readings in the now from the current moment. And the only major arcana card, the very first card I got, the Hanged Man, gives the clue where it requires a different perspective for it to manifest. And right now it's not ready to manifest. There's a delay with the Hanged Man, typically anyway. And so what it's saying is that you have to work on it for it to actually manifest in the future. I just wanted to point that out, that we can only do a reading in the now. And so when I get a spread like that and it's got, you know, 4 no's, I look at the other cards and what's going on here. And I get that clue from the Major Arcana card. The Hangman, you know, tells me what's going on. And then the rest of the cards showed that the opportunity's there, like you said, Mary, you know, but she has to think outside the box. The two of them have to work on it, you know, as if it's brand new and go at it from a different direction, which is indicated also by the Hanged Man, a different perspective. So I just wanted to point that out. Also, if you want to book a private session with Mary or I, you can go over to thetarotguild.com/Mary, and I'm at thetarotguild.com/Dax. Get a hold of us there. Let's see here. Who's been waiting the longest? Check the time. We still got time to take some more calls. Looks like area code 541 has been holding on the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Camille in Oregon.
Hi, Camille.
Hi, Camille.
Hi. Okay,
is this
so my
the same
question
Camille
is...
That used, are you the
yes.
same Camille that used to be in the area?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew, my God, Mary, Camille's been calling in for, like, I don't know, forever?
That's
yeah.
awesome.
But we don't... But not all the time, you know. It'll be nice long stretches, and then Camille shows up, and I love when you show back up, Camille. What's going on with
you?
Are you all ready for the holidays?
Just for the most part, you know, for the most part. There's still some things that could be acquired, you know, some basic stuff that we need. But the tree is up, so, you know, it's cool.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, so my question is, I'm a little stressed about a relationship. I've been together with Josh for 1 year, but unfortunately our communication has really, I don't know, hit a standstill. And I kind of can see he's going through something, but he's not letting me in what's going on. And my question is there any hope for he and I despite all of this?
Okay. All right, well, let's see what the cards have to say about that. Is there any hope despite, you know, obviously he's going through something and you're feeling a little bit of distance there. He's not communicating as much.
Yes.
You know. Gotcha. Okay, so... Sure. Again, you know, the first thing that comes up is the Hermit card, you know, and a lot of times when that comes up, you know, it could be indicating somebody has a lot on their mind and that they kind of withdraw a little bit. You know, it's a card of contemplation. But I do think that there is some hope here. You know, what's interesting is above the Hermit card is the Seven of Pentacles. So to me, the Seven of Pentacles a lot of times has to do with our expectations and can indicate when, you know, things didn't quite go the way that we want them to, or they're not happening as quickly as we want them to. Looking in the past, I've got the Two of Pentacles. That's interesting. That's a card of multitasking. It can also be like, you know, show indicating an imbalance or somebody's having a hard time, like kind of getting their footing. You know, if it's, it could actually have to do with finances, with all this Pentacles energy. But the thing that gives me a sense that there is hope, that at least, you know, we're going to kind of, you know, get, you know, things maybe a little bit, it's like he gets his mojo back a bit, right? You know, and I think that that's affecting the relationship more than anything, because we go from that sort of solemn energy and withdrawn and having a lot on your mind of the Hermit energy into the Knight of Wands, where it's like, okay, we've got energy back again. We've got the Strength card as well. And it seems to me that what he's dealing with, that you're feeling that withdrawal from, doesn't necessarily have a lot to do with the relationship. I feel like he's got this problem that he's trying to deal with on his own, and maybe he's a little bit down about it, and it's making him kind of rethink his strategy. But that's what I'm getting. I think that he's going to rebound from this, and I think that that's going to be helpful for the relationship. Let's see what Dax is getting.
Okay.
Yeah, you got the Knight of Wands. I got the King of Wands. You know, has to rekindle the passion and move forward. Let me ask you, though, Camille, is he a water sign like Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, or perhaps a fire sign like Aries, Leo, Sagittarius?
No, I'm the Cancer. He is the Capricorn.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what was going on here because, well, you're showing up as the Queen of Cups.
Okay.
And that is Cancer. That's water, you know. And it gives us a clue moving forward. So the very first card I get, you know, is there hope? Oh, yeah, there's lots of hope. There's the Nine of Cups, literally the wish come true card. You know, a realization. Mm. There's a hint about this. With the Nine of Cups, it's the realization of dreams. It's like the tarot is almost hinting that it wants you to do some dream work on this, okay? And that the way forward is adopting your, and it's very natural for you to do this because you are a Cancer, is the Queen of Cups attitude, you know, being imaginative, communicative, artistic, affectionate, romantic, using your intuition. It also hints at empathy and healing arts. So you might benefit from some alternative practices that could help you or maybe both of you get into alignment. But mainly everything that's showing up here, it's not really about him. It's about you. It's like, you are in the driver's seat. You have control. In fact, the central focus card is the Magician card, you know, literally manifesting what you want, making it happen. That's what's showing up here. Yeah, and I asked about the Page of Cups and the King of Wands, the water signs or the fire signs, because there's two individuals showing up, which is probably not him. Okay.
Okay.
And this is in the future cards. It's in the future. I don't know if that's hinting that there's other people in the wings waiting to come in, or maybe these are individuals that are able to help you, because remember I mentioned about the Queen of Cups hinting towards healing arts. There might be some baggage you're not aware of that needs to be worked on, and not just you, him as well. There might be
yeah.
some things that, you know, need to be worked on. Using alternatives like emotional freedom techniques is great for that, or NLP techniques or hypnosis or something along those lines. That's what's showing up. So I don't know. I hope that helped you out.
Well, my daughter, she's only 8, but she's a Sagittarius.
Okay.
And coincidentally, that's how he and I met, because he was helping. Well, he works with an after-school program. And I never would have met him had my child not been in that program.
Fascinating.
So, you know, but like this year, I haven't needed that program for her. So, you know, I don't see him like in that capacity anymore, because she hasn't needed to go there.
Right.
But, you know, of course, we've been together for a year outside of that. So, yeah.
Exactly.
So my daughter was a real big intrinsic part. Without her needing to be somewhere for the summer, we would never have connected.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if she's that Wands energy, because she's a big, mighty personality. For 8 years old, she's hot and mighty. Wow.
Yeah. Well, she might be, you know, she might end up, you know, having an influence as well, you know, since she's got that fire in her, and we're seeing so much fire, and that's how, and you met kind of through her. You know, it's funny sometimes, you know, it's the connections, you know, with outside of the relationship, but that surround it, that oftentimes, you know, can have a healing influence. It can bring some more energy into things, remind us, you know, what's important.
Right. Okay, well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Thanks for the call, Camille.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. It's always great to hear from Camille. I mean,
yeah.
She was like one of our first callers way, 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 way back in a galaxy far, far away. Wow. So we're almost at the end of the show. I think we have a chance to take maybe another caller, I think.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we've got a couple of minutes. We'll squeeze this in real fast. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 831 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Christina.
Holidays.
And I'm calling from California.
Hi, Christina. What did you want to? Did you want a mini reading, or did you just want to chat?
Yes, I just wanted to see what the angels think that I should be focusing on, and anything that I need to know, even if it wasn't necessarily a question I've been having. And thank you all for giving me what you guys pick up.
Terrific.
Awesome. Shuffling, shuffling, shuffling.
Nothing says the holidays like shuffling.
Absolutely. So the Ten of Wands shows up, and that's typically a card of, you know, making headway towards your goals, but might have too many irons in the fire, a little overburdened. There's an overburdened energy from that stress, overwork, that kind of thing. And right next to it is the Six of Swords, which is another card about making progress towards the goal, moving from the rough waters to the calmer seas. But both of these cards are rather slow going. But you can make it. And that's kind of the message that's coming through. We also get a clue about what you should be doing, and this card popped up for a previous caller, the Three of Cups. And, you know, there you go. Creativity, communication, that's the numerology of the day, too. It's a three-day. And it's talking about, you know, as you go through this journey, don't forget to have a good time. Got to let the hair down every once in a while. Girls' night out. So that's the message that's coming through on my end. Let's see what Mary's getting. Did you pull an angel card or something, Mary?
I did. And got a, you know, pulled an angel card, but I also got this couple, I don't know, I'm just going to say it, okay?
Okay.
Sometimes things just pop in, and I'm like, is this really even, you know? But, you know, there's something about mothers and sisters, siblings, like it's like mothers, sisters, family, that kind of stuff. It's saying that, like, around family, it's asking for you to kind of, this is weird to say, to kind of adopt, it's like saying we all have this anyways within ourselves, but it's saying, like, tap into your own, like, sort of Buddha nature in a way. If you're dealing with, like, you know, family relationships over the holidays, up until New Year's Day. And it's saying, like, you know, kind of do that, you know, it's sort of connected to what Dax was saying about taking it easy a little bit. And, you know, with the Buddha imagery coming up in my brain for whatever reason, it's saying, like, you know, chop wood, carry water, just like, you know, om, you know, like try to be detached a bit. Because for some reason I feel like there's like a lot of emotions that are, you know, maybe you're not feeling it yet, but I feel like, you know, just smack dab in the middle of the holidays, there's this, like, sense of emotion connected to family. I get this, like, sisterhood, motherhood kind of thing going on. I'm not sure why, but up until New Year's Day, and then for some reason, you are supposed to really just enjoy and, you know, I want to say, like, attack the new year. it's weird stuff to say to somebody. But it's saying that, like, you know, don't worry about it until it's here. And then once that, like, ball drops and everything, it's like, boom, you know, new year and new you and energy flowing and it's time for action. So that's what I get.
I had a question I was thinking of. Instead of, I'm going to school, and I also have all these irons that I'm thinking of doing, and I thought, why don't I, instead of going early for 4 weeks and then starting a whole semester from January to May, I was going to do, you know, 4 weeks early to get some credits. I'm in my pajamas now. I've been in my pajamas saying I need to slow down. Maybe I should focus on what I want to do that's fun, and it's eventually a way to have money come in, but I don't want to think about that part right now, but just to have fun and set it up and connect with my kids and not be around my family because they do not support me going to school. They do not support me doing.
Mm.
Yeah. So do you agree with that? I'm thinking of just switching. And just, I'll start at the semester at the end of January and just have fun and set this other stuff up that I want to have fun doing. That's living life on my own terms.
Yes.
Yeah, attacking the new year, like Mary said.
Yeah, because it's like, and that's, I think, why Dax and I were both getting, like, you need, like, to kind of, you know, relax a little bit and this whole weird family thing I was getting with this idea of, like, detachment, you know? So, you know, the whole thing, it's like, you know, my gosh, you know, we can't, if we could all order, you know, have made to order families, you know, wouldn't that be great? But we don't, you know, that support us and the things that we want. But yeah, connect with your kids. That's where that motherhood thing was coming up, I guess, as well. So
I totally agree.
Yes.
Going within.
It's so funny, too, because While you were talking about that, Mary, I was pulling some other cards. I got the Queen of Coins, Queen of Pentacles, which is literally the Mother Energy card, and it's a card of nurturing. And it's really saying that that's what you need to be doing now is nurturing yourself, and then the opportunity shows up later. In later cards, I got the Ace of Wands, a new venture, but it's in the future. Okay? Another thing that showed up is the Moon card, that, you know, not everything's clear here, and that it's also a card that refers to dreams. And you mentioned meditation, so that's why I wasn't going to say anything about this, but you mentioned meditation, and this is strongly hinting towards working with dreams, programming your dreams, getting answers that you're seeking by programming your dreams, and, you know, having a pad of paper and a pen next to you, you know, on your nightstand there. So when you wake up in the morning, write down everything you can remember from your dreams, and then, you know, just keep doing that, and eventually it'll start. It might take a few days for it to really start coming through.
Just to give you feedback, it is. I get visions within dreams, and I had one of me actually in the driver's seat, guiding other people, seeing a tornado, didn't come down on me, debris falling, and I was having fun driving and telling the people in the back seat we're going to be okay, and, like, guiding them through troubled times. So I thought, I need to write this down, look at dream interpretation, think about what's going on around my life and what I'm struggling with, and go within. Can you give me more clarity? You guys are awesome. I'm seeing 12-12 on my microwave. So anyway, I'm going to look that up too. I've been seeing 12-12 a lot. Many blessings, you guys. You guys are amazing. Spirit came through, and you guys are the real deal. And, you know, people that are guided, you guys are really going to have some true guidance that is truly from the light. And even if it isn't the answer that you were wanting, it's the answer that is necessary. And many blessings to you, and Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
You
too. Thanks so much for that. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
All the good stuff. Bright blessings.
Namaste.
Yep. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, too. Bye,
thank
Christina.
You so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
And it's interesting. She's seeing 12-12, which is 3-3. Okay? And today is a 3-day. And it's creativity and communication. 3 and 3 together. 33, the master teacher, master healer number. And that imagery from her dream is so perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it's about her guiding other people. She needs to get to that point where she's the guide, you know. Also, 12-12, 1 plus 2 is 3, 1 plus 2 is 3, 3 plus 3 is 6, and 6 is the nurturing energy. We come full circle right back to that Queen of Pentacles. There you go.
Amazing.
Amazing. Anyway, what a great show. Great callers. Fantastic call.
Yeah,
we apologize if we didn't get to your call today. We're at the end of the show, but remember, you can call in on Sharona's show tomorrow, Magic Universe. She's got a great show planned for you. Same bat time, same bat channel on Sunday. You can go over to psychictalk.net/upcoming, see all of our upcoming shows. And I'm just going to leave you with, you know, our shows are on Friday and Saturday are sponsored by the Tarot Guild. Go over and check out our fabulous new website that we just built for you. It's free to join over at thetarotguild.com if you're into tarot, numerology, and the related things. Great show, Mary. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thanks you. Thanks you. Thank you too, Dax. And thanks to all our callers and our listeners out there. Happy Psychic Saturday, everybody. Enjoy the holidays.
And I can't wait for next week's show.
I know next week is going to be exciting. We should, you
Last
know what
show
we should
of the
do,
year.
Dax? Yeah, I would. I think we should do the New Year's spread for each other for next week. That would be fun.
Oh, wow. That would be fun.
I never get a reading from you. It's like, yeah. I want a reading from Dax, too.
Yep. Well, we're going to, I'm going to do an article in the article section on thetarotguild.com. Be on the lookout for that. Maybe midweek we'll put that out, the New Year's spread, and you guys can check it out, use it yourself, and then we'll discuss it, and we'll go through it on Saturday's show. I'm really excited about that spread, and it's our last show of 2019. We get to start fresh in 2020. Do you have your Mystical Musings topic yet for your first show of 2020?
I do. It's a new year, new ritual topic. A new ritual for the new year.
Awesome.
Just a little daily ritual to make 2020 a little different, you know, because I think that's important. You know, I was getting a message about this last night that, okay, it's 2020 and we have to allow this year to be different. There's going to be some similarities to the last election year, okay, in the, you know, ether. There's a lot of energy that's going to be pretty wild. And so I was given this new ritual for 2020 that's a really easy to do daily, weekly, whatever you want kind of ritual to kind of help you stay in the energy that this is different this time, that this is a new year this time, and that we don't have to fall back into the same old paradigm.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Something to look forward to. Mary's first show of the year, her Mystical Musings show, and a new ritual for the new year. It sounds fantastic there. And, of course, we'll be back next Saturday. Don't forget to tune in for Sharona's show tomorrow. She'll be taking calls tomorrow as well if we didn't get to you today. Awesome. So thanks, everybody, and goodbye, Mary. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Jack. Bye, everybody. Happy Psychic
Saturday.
Good night,
John Boy.
Good night.